So down on the side, all of us walked with my father and my mother and my sisters and brothers, my uncles, together all were walking. The Polish people, the Ukraine, you know, were watching him how to walk in the ghetto. And my father started to cry. I said, "We going?" And they said, "You know, you go. Maybe you're gonna be a Yiddish, you know, in Yiddish, you go." Because I was like, I mean, so in the morning, so I was meeting them, and then I was crying, and they let me be on there. When I wake up, I will be by myself, like I mean, and now. I call in, was a little, I forgot how to in Polish, I call trees. We were sitting under the trees. And they walked away all for me. And they said maybe I could bring them in food. They're gonna be in the ghetto. And if I wouldn't be out in the ghetto, I look like Polish, maybe I can bring them in some food. That's happened, I came back and I went to the gate, or the, I mean to the farm. And I stayed there. It took 3 days. We couldn't already go in and go out. It took 3 days. After 3 days, they came in from all the world, German. When I was still home, no, came a train. A train from Treblinka. A train came. Was a big train came when I still wasn't at home. And the whole train was putting in, I call them Polish, I remember, color, how you call, you know, when the people went in right away, they were dead, not dead, they took that. I forgot how they call. Came big trains for the people. And all the mothers and the children, and the fathers, they went in the trains, the mothers and the children. They took it from Belgium to Mianwice. They put it in the trains.
How long were you in the ghetto then? How long were you staying there?
And I was not staying in the ghetto, but I was staying like in the farm. I was in the
Okay.
farm, and the third day, we couldn't go out. The Germans were watching all over. And then my brother ran away. All the young people started to run away. But on the third day, they started to take it out, all the sick people, and all the mothers and the small children. They started to take it out to the train.
Now, was your family, where was your family at this
My
time?
mother, that's what's happened. My mother was to the, you know, they took out all the women with the small kids. I call in the open, they came right away with the, how you call, the big autos. They came with big autos, the old German SS and then the Ukraine came with the big autos, and everybody have to go out on the mark, I call. Rather took away all the mothers and the kids and the older people.
This was in the ghetto now, and they came.
They came from the ghetto, from
Okay.
Belgium, looked out, and they all right away in the trains. They put in the trains like 80 people in the trains. They took to the train. And the train was already like as when you come in, you right away, you took something and you was dead.
Poison?
Poison. They put some poison right away in.
Who put the poison in?
The Germans. Right
To the
away.
mothers?
Yeah.
And the
When they
children?
came in, yeah. Because my mother came in, my mother, they took to Treblinka. When they came in, there was a lot of trains. Like for 5,000 people trains. And they put in like 80, 100, how much can go in? I was not by the train, that the neighbors can add, the Polish people. And they went by the train, and they saw my mother with my brother, and then they came back and they said, Luba, never your mother gonna see. Because when they walked in for some kind of poison, they choked right away themselves. And they took the trains away to Treblinka. All the trains went to Treblinka and they took out the people, were dead already, and they came for other people.
Who gave them, did the people take the poison themselves, or did
No, no,
the
no, no.
Germans
Wasn't
give?
the train already the people.
Okay.
Like, was right in the train something put in. When they come in,
I understand.
This is the first time they start for the one. Later they have famine. When they came to the train, something was in the train. Right away they started choking. Until they went to Treblinka, they were the dead. Because of the dead, they just took the people out and threw out, and they came for other one. That was already in 41 before the Yom Tov, before 41. That was right after Rosh Hashanah Sukkos, 41.
All right, so who went on the train then? Your mother?
And mine, I never saw my family. The Polish people came back to me because I was in contact with them. And they saw to me as my mother and my brother, they saw go on the train. A lot of my uncles, a lot of my, not cousins, because older people, my uncle, older people, the so-called. And more Jews, I mean, what we know. We grew up all with them. And I think as my father ran away, they shouldn't, I never saw my father. They think my father was running away from the train. But I never saw him. And the younger kids, like my sister was 7 years old. My sister was 7 years old. And my brother was 12 years old. They just went and make big holes. And they put, and they took the kids all, and they put the kids in Tzekaem. A little bit, they shoot a little bit. And the more, they were living still. And they put them in the graves. They're living. Put them in the graves.
Pushed them in.
They just pushed them in. All the kids. Took away from the parents, like 12-year-old, 7-year-old, more, I mean, when you were 15 years old already, they took you away to work. But when you were younger, they push you into the hole. And when they came back, they saw this day, as the water was running, the blood was in the fall in September, the blood was running more than the water.
Where?
All in Lublin, in Berlitz, in the ghetto. Shooting, they were just shooting. And if not shooting, they just put in the people were living, the kids were living, they put in the grave.
Now how did you hear about this?
I was in contact with them because I was still this time in Poland, and I was still not a young girl, I mean, like going every day and searching for my parents. I would go from house to house in the night, searching if they saw run away my parents. That was still nothing for the one, still. And then that's what I find out. So my father ran away and this, and my mother got to Treblinka. And I have my own one brother, but he ran away. He was 13 years old, he ran away. And then he came with me, and he was staying with me in this farm, big farm. And then was a little ghetto in Belgium, it was a little ghetto. They took the little people, not too much, was maybe left by 500 people to clean up this mess. And this time, I was on the farm, and they need more people, like, I mean, to sewing, and I mean, was five more, came three more girls to me. There were five girls working in the farm. We were doing everything. We were working the farm because was out there the German. Was German or they were there. Sometimes if we there, they tell us to go and clean, like for them shoes or they clean the rooms or the everything we have to do. And sometimes we just go out and we have something to do. All this work. And then they bring more out. The German bring more out. Land a shoemaker they bring out. They need a shoemaker. And they need a
seamstress.
Seamstress. And then they need a rimash, like to make for the horses the things.
Mm-hmm.
And we were 21, then we were the 21, we were five girls, and there were probably four couples. All be living in London. They give us a place where to stay. They give us food that we can cook ourselves.
At this time, did you hear about them bringing more Jews into the ghetto all the time?
In this time was already a ghetto in Belgium. In this time was already the KZ in Budzin. We were already apart from the Budzin. This time we already belong to the Budzin KZ. Because we here already we talked to the boys and they said if a horse die, they took the meat already to the Budzin. They're supposed to take this meat already for the Jews. And they said there's already a ghetto in Jew in Budzin and they are already working over there. Because from this farm they give already over there some of the potatoes they're supposed to give them and like vegetable, like meat, some of the heat over there. But we were still working over there. And while we were working over there, the Polish people came. There was a time where they said if the Polish people are going to bring Jews, they're going to have whiskey or sugar. There was a time when they bring kids, you know, and they shoot. Because with going around, if somebody going to find a Jew, then they're going to have a premium something. So this time when the Polish people bring to the farm kids to shoot them, they have a premium.
Was there any kind of resistance going on at this time?
And this time, we know because we have no more crap to do nothing. This time was just for the one, start the wars, for the one and all over. What we have is ghettos and crematorium, and that's all what we have. And look in the crematorium, they bring already, the Polish people bring already something like here to put in, here they're buying to put in something at the grass. They said there's already ashes from the Jews. They bring already ashes from Toblinka. That's what the Polish people talked. When I talk Polish and they even said to me to go stay with them because they're going to kill all the Jews. But I was saying, if they're going to kill my sisters and brothers, I don't want to stay here. They're going to kill me. We're all going to be killed, they're going to kill me. And then after New Year's, then in 41, when it was New Year's, and after New Year's, was no more work, like in the farm. And we don't know this. And one day after New Year's, in January, 41, we were sitting in the houses, I was working. We were working still.
Farm.
And we went in. We work something. We do something over there. We saw it, and everybody. And they said everybody have to go home. They came the Polish and they said everybody have to go home. We are sowing outside as all the horses are giving to water. They're giving the horses water. We looked around. All the Ukraine, you know. This time was the Ukraine. They came right around Insk. And they took us away. They came in, and right away they came in and started to search for them. They took us away, and they took us to Budzin. We were 21 people, took us to Budzin. And then when we came there, right away was the Oberscharführer. It was Pikes. Was four couples and five girls, I think. Four couples and five girls. The kids right away and they came with slacks and horses. They took us, all right? The kids were crying on the way. And then we came, Fikes don't like it. He don't like no kids and he don't like no woman. He don't like nothing. So he took right away 21 people. He lost just four. We were three girls. And one man, he took 21 people right away and shoot them out, shoot them out. We four took us away in another place, and right away the 21, we just here, sick, shoot all the 21 people. And us four he put in the concentration camp, this is Budzin, they were not too far from over there. And over there, when we came, you saw how it looks. We came in. It was special, in the room, was a big room. was like beds, 1 through 3, 4 beds.
Like bunk beds.
Bunk beds.
And first of all, how did you get there? How did they ship you there? How did you?
They ship us with sleds.
Oh, with sleds.
With sleds, like okay. I say, we were already, like I mean, registered over there.
Okay.
They came in and they slipped us with sleds, and we came over there right away. The Ukraine, when the camps came, us and pick up.
So you got there and there were these beds.
And we got there, we came into these beds, and everybody, you know, three girls, we have all one preach. Three in a preach. One, three, you have to, 1, 3, 4. And the all these, the Monique call us out, and we start the words. So the first thing that we start, the women were working most in the kitchen. Most of the kitchen we were, I mean, the first year we have now the give us potatoes, this got potatoes and wash clothes for the other one. Because we were separate from the men. Was a separate, was one ghetto, was one concentration camp, but right away we have a peace, like from the woman up, and right away from the four posts. The men were sitting and watching up. This was the Ukraine, German, sitting and watching up. And the Obashafia was Fikes. In the morning, we have to go out like 4 o'clock, standing 5. The woman was just 200 women. It was like 500 men. He used to come every day in. And take us out, and we used to have a place where we used to go 3 kilometers to work. Over there were German, over there were working out all the ammunition for the working over there. So the men used to work. We used to go in the morning, 4 o'clock, appel, come out, go out on appel, five in a place. And then we used to go like 3 kilometers to work.
Now when you would go at 4 in the morning and you'd line up.
Line up. First the thing we have to line up. Oh, and then when we line up.
What do they do there when you line up?
Yeah, line up.
Call your name?
Call your name. Everybody was in, we will go to work. If somebody died, we have to go in looking for the other one. The war blockers, or they went in the room, look for all the other people. And then after everything was done in the morning, we went to work, like 3 kilometers, they say asked us to sing. They want to know us to sing. We all were with soldiers. Not to run away, they were searching not to run away. When we came to the day, it was also like a ghetto. It was all covered up, and then the men went to work. And we women went to work too. Sometimes the first year they let us work, like I mean, to grow, scrub the floors, was not too many women. And all the women, just young women. Not all, just young women.
Like what were the ages?
Hmm?
Ages.
The most, what the lot of us live, you know, most, what the lot of live, you know, was an exception of the little older women. They start most at the 18 years old. 20 years old, 25, most the older, maybe 30. No kids. Because Fikes came in, that was the Oberscharführer. He came in, and when you're standing in the line, when was an older woman, you know, was a somebody, you know, they have to stay in the back or in the middle. They just were young women staying. You have to be now combed, dressed, and then go to work.
Now, what kind of work did you do?
I personally, they put in like the scrub, like I mean, for the, when you go to work, they put me in the rooms to scrub the floors, to clean. They have managers, the German were managers, the German women were managers. And we will be like, I mean, to work for them. If you want, if you don't want, if you have to go work for the Ukraine too, you know, like, I mean, scrub them the rooms and put them, I mean, whatever. They try and pass the Rosarana, that we don't let ourselves, you know. We have to work for them. So sometimes when we came in, like in the morning, they were not in the room already. So we have to scrub the floor, make clean, make sure. And they have a kitchen too. They have a kitchen, like to go later. Some women went in the kitchen to work. That was the first year. Some kids went in the room to work, and some outside, and some inside. And was not too many women, maybe 100, 200 women. Was many men.
Kid, what do you have to eat then?
And then for us in the morning, we have black coffee. Everybody have to have like a dish. We all have a dish here, but a little bit. If you have the dish, you have a little bit coffee in the morning. When we came home at 12 o'clock, give us a soup. They cook over there a soup. The first was a little bit sauerkraut soup. They give everybody a little bit, you know, how much, a spoon. It was a kitchen, you know, it was a kitchen. We used to work in the kitchen sometimes. We used to work in the kitchen, and everybody, lunchtime came, and they took a sip from the soup. Poland, from the soup. And then when we came home in the night, they took five, I remember, it was a kilo. The first they give us 20 gram bread a day. It was like a piece of bread, you know, in the night. Everybody having a bread, a piece. They give us again a soup. So sometimes was potatoes, and sometimes was butter, and sometimes was a piece of meat, you know, like horse meat, what they have with the, you know, what they give to him, for them. That was not in Poland. So who could survive, because a lot of people used to work like outside. Because the first years, they didn't have no crematorium, so the men went out and they set to make like holes. So sometimes the Polish people were through a bread, you know them, they bring a bread. So sometimes they give us, the German people, when we just start to work, when we wash up, clean up, we have a little bit soup more, though. Sometimes the German don't see, they give us a little bit of soup. You work in a kitchen, they give us sometimes a little bit of soup.
What?
This was the first year, this was the first, like, 30, like 42, we won the camps, we have to go, like, in the morning, there was a regular shift. If somebody came in, and, like, somebody give him a bread, like, say, he have a cold, he went out, and the Polish people, you know, you meet somebody, and they give you a bread, and if when you come in, there was already a revision, searching. And if they find by somebody, like a piece of bread, or they find like a potato, or by apple, right away they kill you. Took away you, right away, and they stand out. If not, they set you to sit down like this, to lean on the floor. And they always, the Obershafir came and they said, if you're gonna go out to work, and if you're gonna, bring something in, have something to do with Polish people, you're gonna be right away dead. So what happened, somebody ran away. If somebody ran away from the people, you know, somebody ran away in the world, but we, right away, if they find out somebody's missing, so right, they took somebody out, like a family. And we have to stand like the whole place to stay. And came out three soldiers, and this landman, they shoot them. We have to see. They shoot them. They said that they're gonna run away, he shoots. So we were living this, it's like 42 in Budzin. And then they came every day, came selectees every day, every week. Every week. They have a shower, and in the shower was like a, they took away our clothes, and they put in the, like in a dryer, I don't know how you call it here, like a clothing, and they give us a shower, and they want clothing, who is sick, when in the revier they send away to Majdanek. Who was sick? If they took somebody out, he never came back. So if somebody have some kind of sickness, if somebody got sick, I mean, they shoot them right away. If somebody run away from the kibbutz, if somebody run away, right, they took out the family and they shoot. And that's the way how we survive. If somebody was real not too like live in a good, they die right away, you know, every day, you know, day by day. Was no doctors, I mean. If you were sick, you went, was a little hospital over there, they would give you something, you would die. Like Toba Sharfia Fikes came in every day. And if somebody, he don't like somebody, he shoot right away. If he don't like somebody, shoot right away.
Was there any kind of resistance in the camp at all?
What do you mean resistance?
Resistance, you know, to fight back at all.
Was something. We, the boys having some kind of resistance. That's what the German said. If somebody runs away, they run away to the, to how you call the underground.
The underground,
and that's what we're afraid. If somebody runs away, runs away in the underground. Was somebody, but not the first 41, 42, you know. We have something to do with Warsaw Ghetto too, but was not right away. A little bit later, because right away, a little bit later. Because right away, when they walked on the street, we couldn't walk on the street, we have to walk on the mid-side, right? When the soldiers were walking, the right away, they were singing, we have England, we're going to have the whole world. When they were walking, singing, we have already the whole world, we're just going to take England to have the whole world. So they were strong. The Polish people helped them out.
Helped them out?
When my cousins ran away from the ghetto, from the Budzin, they ran away, they were outside, they ran away, so the Polish people took them in for Christmas dinner, and when they went out, they shoot them.
The Polish people shoot them.
The Polish people were helping out the German.
You mean the Polish police, or the
No, right away, the underground, the Polish underground, the Polish people.
Shooting the Jews. How do you know this?
Because I was in contact with them. I came after the war home. I wasn't home after the war. And I know when they ran away, they want to shoot me. Because they find out in the camp, my cousins ran away because my name was Lux. And they ran away. For a little while later, I find out they shoot them. When I came home back, I figure maybe they are. Someplace in, you know, like, I mean, in, but I find out later from other Polish people. They took them in for dinner and after they went out, they shoot them.
The family that had them in for dinner, or the people would come and like...
The family had them in for dinner. We have some kind of, the whole family, my family was a rich family. We used to have, like, I mean, meals to make, I forgot how you call it in Polish. Used to be what they're making, they're doing in corn, they're making flour. I forgot how you call here. How you call here?
Flour, grain.
Huh?
Flour.
Yeah, but you have to make in a factory. They're making a factory, how you make. They're making from corn flour.
Biscuits, you mean, like bread?
No, you making for this, no. It was big, like big here factories. When you put in the corn, you then comes out flowers.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they want to take away everything. So they shoot them. After the war, when I came in, they said the land said not, but the other land said they shoot them.
Now, what happened after 42? 41, 42, what
so
happened?
So we went out in the camps, and then we were in Budzin, and then when the German came closer and closer, they took us out to Plaszów, Krakow. They make a selection. We were working here, we were working. Sometimes we'll say, you know, how you call, we die out, no food, and who could survive? So those are the 43. It took us from one camp to the other land. We were walking, and then when the Russian came closer, they took us from this camp to Plashov, Krakow. And over there we were working, then took out Majdanek, and Budzin, everybody went to Plashov, Krakow. And over there we were living in Krakow on a highly covered. In Plashov hatten gemacht in a heiliges mean on a the people dead over there in a cemetery. We're living over there in a cemetery. Over there were 20,000 women in Plashov, Krakow. Also go to work. What kind of work they have? For the women, they have, for the women, their women, but they were there. They have shops. They were sewing. The men were working outside, making just holes.
Holes?
Holes digging. They were digging holes for them to help out for the war. Like here, they make mines, I call.
Mines?
For the digging out. And the women were working. And we have a work, we have nothing to do, so we just took stones from this place and put over there. And also give us five people of bread, and give us once a day a little bit coffee in the morning, and once a day a soup. We have to stay in the line, and we have to go to the kitchen, pick up every block, have to go to the kitchen and pick up the soup, and I come, keep out the soup. The women separate, for over there we have German girls already. Over there we have SS women. In Plashov we have already SS women. SS women. When we stay in our side, we have to put on something on our head. We still have our hair. We have our hair. In Plashov we have our hair, we used to go dress just like there. So we have to put on the heads. Also, every woman who's supposed to be like 18, 20 years, we're standing in the line for hours, they count us.
They count you?
They count us for hours. More cunning, like doing cannibal. Somebody was missing, we were staying day and day and day. Who could survive? Survive. We were working. Sometimes, you know, like I was younger, I was taking the back the empty space between the kitchen. Sometimes you pay, take a piece of potato, from the kitchen. Sometimes I pick, they make the soup us for the corp, how you call from the, I've forgotten, from the ribs, they make a soup for some kind of vegetable. So sometimes I was strong, I was taking a piece of rib, you know, to organize, nobody would see. And that's everybody took that piece, of bread, and that's the way you survive. I mean, younger women survive, younger people. Healthier people survive.
What was your clothing like? What did you wear in the camp?
In the camp in Budzin, they give us, like, they give us every week when we went on clothes we have, we're wearing civilian clothes, we're wearing our clothes. They give us something. They give us one shoe, another shoe, another, because they have all the clothes that they bring out for the people, took out from all the ghettos. They have a store, but they have all the clothes. From Majdanek they bring the clothes, from all over they bring the clothes. They give us like a skirt, like a sweater, like a coat, like a something they give us. And then in 44, we were already still there in Plashov. They took us to, when the Germans came back, was also a cemetery. And they started to out the old dead people. Like I say, in the first, they make the ghettos, or the, when they make, when was the ghetto, they just big holes, and all the people push in. Like, and then, when the Germans, when the Russians started to came in, and the Americans, they are said to dig out the dead people, take out. They were burning with something. I was not working for this, so they were burning with something. Yes. Not to find like I mean symptoms. And then when the Germans, when via I think the Russians started came closer in 1944, started came closer, they start every day was transported to Oświęcim. Every day was staying for miles, empty, for miles, empty, empty, like trains. It was appels, and they started digging in the 80 people, 100 people in a train. And every day they went away the trains. We don't know this, we don't go, because we don't know so Oświęcim, but we were on the Plaszów. We don't know what's going on over there, or that we never hear from these people.
Never heard from them.
Never heard from these people. And then later they said, the Polish people said, it's out, we can talk to them, or the... In Plaszów was not, I mean, a crematorium, it was a big, big, big hole, and over there, who die, who they have to shoot, they just shoot and throw in the tray, and they were burning, just like this.
Burning.
Burning. We think the burning everybody, was a big, big train, and they took away everything to Auschwitz. They started transporting to Auschwitz. And then, when came ready to us, so not everybody didn't took away 20,000 people one day, there was, I mean, like weeks. They took away these people, so we have to clean out, like, the barracks, you know, clean out the clothes, they give us something to work for another 2-3 weeks. And then, when it was already in 44, I have here written in 44, they took us to Plaszów, Krakow, Poland, in 44, and we came in maybe, our transport was maybe the less transport to Auschwitz. So we came in like in 44, we came in like Friday night. The assessor on the train said to us, we go to Auschwitz. And they said, if we have something to give them, if we have some good clothes or the what to give them, they're going to bring us up on the bread. They're going to go and sell, bring us bread. So like we have already, they bring maybe 5 bread, they give everybody a piece. And then we came in, last Friday night, we came in and the first time I saw all in 4 places, the crematorium, like a smoke for people. But our transport couldn't go in right away.
This is at Auschwitz.
Right? Auschwitz, so and they were waiting. We were waiting. It was Friday night. They put the load out in all of us, 3,000 people. They load all us in a big, big place. But they went out to select in a big place. Like it was Saturday, it was Sunday. The load us stayed these 2 days over there. They give something in to eat and they let us stay. And then everybody came in and they said, we're going for selection. And then Monday morning, Mengele was standing, he was tall. And we have to take it like this. All our clothes go in naked. The shoes, taking the shoes and our clothes, because we still have no clothes on in Plaszów. So they set us to take everything off, to hold in the hand. So first we have to put away in one place the shoes, in one place the dress. And then was Mengele, it's good. He said right, if he like you, he put you right. If he don't like you, go links. Over there where they're staying big autos and take away right away to the crematorium. The other woman with the children, with the men. And who he like it, he say to go. So you have to give away the shoes, give away the clothes, and go. It was a barber, he shave your hair, he shave your arm, he shave you up, everything. And then they give you a hot shower, and they give you the, one sock, one shoe, one everything. And they went out, and one each other, don't even recognize. That's already was already there, but they were living, not recognize, nothing. When you came out, you have your girlfriends, or you have your friends. You don't know who you are, but the name. If you remember the name, they know you. Sabako Anka whole night, like Monday night, a whole night. And then we came to Auschwitz, they give us Blocksperre. We came in also, they give us a block in the night. They were living. They went on the right, they went already took away to the crematorium. And they who went on the left, they give us some place to stay in the night. After left, maybe, and the whole transport maybe is living 200 people.
Out of how many?
About 3,000 probably came.
Out of 3,000, 200 were left.
Maybe more, maybe it was an under transport, maybe 400 girls, just most men and girls, young. Women and children right away was, all the women right, and all the men right away there took the crematorium. And like skinny people, like you were already out.
How long were you in Auschwitz?
So we were in Auschwitz, and then they said, as us who left us, they're gonna make numbers and they're gonna take us in a factory out to work. So I was not know what's going on in Auschwitz. So I was sleeping in this room in the night, and then came in another lady and said, "Oh, you go here, I go here." So in the morning when they came with the transport, they used to make numbers. So I came out a little bit later, so somebody else, then they took somebody else. I mean, the management over there, you know, the woman over there. They know somebody else that took them in the transport. They make the numbers and they went away. Oh, but I have a number still, the KL. I have a number from Plaszów. I was working in salt factory. And over there, we were working with Polaks, with Polish people too. And they make us, over there, they make us the KL. We put us on, we have clothes already. Clothes that they're wearing in the jails, I mean, with pass. They put us, noch in Budzin, we make us here KL. We are KL.
What does that mean?
KL, this was concentrate KL. They put us on the clothes, like they're wearing here in the jails. We have this clothes on before I left Auschwitz. And there came the German, and that's what the name from the concentration camp was KL. And that's what they make us KL. We will have no names. We will have Häftling, the name Häftling. We know names, Häftling. This and this is Häftling register.
How long were you in Auschwitz?
In Auschwitz, I was already the last, and our transport went away, and I went with the other transport, we were Blocksperre decided in Auschwitz. Just Blocksperre was, no work. When I came the last in 44, was no work for us, because we came the last from Plaszów. They were there, they were working, but we came the last. They give us, once a day we can go to the bedroom, and once a day they give us some kind of soup over there. I was not staying too long in Auschwitz, maybe about 2 months in Auschwitz, just maybe 6 weeks. And down from Auschwitz, in 44, we went to Bergen-Belsen.
Bergen-Belsen.
Mm-hmm. Was big transports, because the Russian was close. So they took our big transport. This time, when who was working for years already in Bergen, in Auschwitz, everybody went together to Bergen-Belsen. When we came to Bergen-Belsen, was no crematorium, was no place to live. We took the tents. We lived in the tents. They make tents, we lived in the tents. And then they give us lunch a day, they give us a soup. Like, when, I don't know from what, because everybody was sick from the soup. We lived in tents. We have no bedrooms, nothing. We went outside, we have to make, we have been outside. But it was just a camp.